Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. My name is Ben Waite, and I am joined, as always, by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, first and foremost, how are we doing today?
I'm good, Ben. How are you doing? Hope you had a good weekend.
Fantastic weekend. A lot of quality time with the family and, you know, a nice windy and successful trip out to Chicago for the football team.
Yeah, they call it City for a lot of reasons. We got that in Evanston, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They threw everything they had at us. On top of the football game, it was a packed weekend of competition for all of our teams. Gene, how are things faring for the Scarlet and Gray right now?
Well, things are going well. Our coaches and student athletes are doing a great job. Really proud of them. Our field hockey team ended the regular season and lost in the quarterfinals, but they're set to hopefully have a postseason play and in the NCAA tournament. So we're waiting for that. Our women's soccer team in the same way. And the men's soccer team did a great job beating Michigan State last Friday night in the Big Ten tournament. And volleyball continues to excel. Women's volleyball, I think they have 12 consecutive wins in a row. And then we had our women's hockey team swept this St. Thomas this weekend. And one of our student athletes, Emma, set a record for career goals. And then JJ and Andrew in tennis won the ITA doubles indoor national championship. So really proud of them. And we'll recognize them at the Indiana game. And of course, the football game was just phenomenal. I think Northwestern pulled every string possible to get that, you know, 50 to 80 mile an hour wind periodically that we experienced. And then our basketball program's kicking off this week. Big week for us. And just a lot going on. Really proud of our teams are doing a great job.
Absolutely. It's always nice when we can collect the first trophy of the year for tennis. And hopefully it's the first of a long line of them this year.
That's right.
We're joined today by two exciting guests. They lead two of the most energetic, notable, and successful programs in their sport. Our first guest begins his sixth season at the helm of Ohio State's men's basketball team in 2022-23. In his first five seasons, he amassed 107 wins and has taken the Buckeyes to the NCAA tournament each year that the tournament has been hosted. And so we'd like to welcome Chris Holtman. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you guys. Great to be here.
Our next guest is entering his 10th season as the head coach of Ohio State's women's basketball team. In his time in Columbus, he has led the Buckeyes to 193 wins and five appearances in the NCAA tournament. Welcome, Kevin McGuff. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Kevin, we're recording this the day before you start your regular season with a veteran team coming off a Sweet 16 appearance. How have you tried to carry the success of last season over into this year?
Yeah, great question. You know, obviously we had an exciting year last year, and really I've really put a lot of the carryover onto our upperclassmen. We've got a great group of kids right now and really pushed the leadership to them to really, you know, hopefully instill them just a sense of pride of what we accomplished last year and helping our younger people. We got some really good younger players that I think if we can get them to come along this season, we can even have a better year this year. And so I've really tried to talk to our upperclassmen about helping them kind of integrate them into the program to give us just a better chance to be a deeper team and hopefully do better things this year with the new infuse of talent and with our upperclassmen leading the way.
Kevin, in your time, how does this experience that you have on the team compare to others, and where have they thrived holding that experience and passing it down to the younger ones?
I think the biggest thing like we have going right now is like this is, and not to say anything about the teams we had in the past, because we've had some great teams in the past, some very talented teams. This is the highest character group of kids that we've ever had. And I think that's made the difference for us. We've got incredible young women in our program, and it's been a joy to coach them. And I think that has really been the difference maker for us. And so, you know, that's something that I've really kind of pushed on my staff, like, hey, let's continue to make sure we get the right kids in the program. And I think we can continue to have great success.
Chris, you actually begin your regular season today, the day what we're recording, with a lot of new faces over at the shop, both holding clipboards and on the court. Tell us a little bit about how you acclimate new staff and players to the culture that you've built here at Ohio State.
Yeah, no, I think it's it really begins with the recruiting process. To Kevin's point, and he's obviously an outstanding coach. His teams have been really fun to watch, particularly the run they made last year. But it really does begin in the recruiting process with who you're evaluating and who you decide to go on in recruiting and who you want to bring into the environment you feel like you've established. That's the same is true in the hiring process. No one's perfect, but you do want to kind of establish in the recruiting process the kind of people you want to have in your program. So we've tried to do that. And then, you know, from day one, you start to, and obviously that's been a big challenge for our staff, with as many new faces as we have, eight new players who will all play roles. You want to begin to just implement your system and your culture from day one. And it's a daily process. You can't talk about it enough. It's really something you do, you know, every day, beginning when they arrive in the summer.
For this offseason particularly, have you found that acclimation or building of culture is more player driven, or do you lean on your coaching staff for that? And how has that fluctuated over your tenure?
I think right now, given where our roster is, it's had to be a little bit more driven by us. I think you hope to get to the point, you know, maybe in years past, it's been where Kevin's at, where you have it led more by your players. I think for us, we're still evaluating what our leadership is going to look like. I think we have the potential for some guys to step into some important roles, but right now that's need to be led by our coaching staff. And then as the season goes on, you want to give that complete ownership over to, some guys you've identified.
Absolutely. Gene, both the men's and women's programs have huge marquee non-conference matchups this season. What role do you think that brand leveraged visibility will play as we enter our new TV deal?
Yeah, I think it's significant. It gives an opportunity for our Buckeyes around the world to see both programs compete against programs that are like ours. When you match up brands that are high caliber brands that are top of the pyramid brands, it certainly helps with the viewership, which our partners are looking for. And it allows us to put on display everything that Kevin and Chris have built from a culture point of view, talent point of view, and share whatever messages we need to share from an institutional point of view. So it's huge to have those matchups, like the Tennessees of the world and the Dukes of the world and the North Carolinas of the world that both of them have scheduled. So really exciting times.
We've seen over the years some jockeying in other programs around the country with success, both on the football field and for their men's and women's basketball programs. But here at Ohio State, we've been able to have a sustained run in all three. What do you think that's attributed to?
Well, it starts first with leadership. You know, we have great coaches in Kevin and Chris and Ryan Day, and they understand how to do things the Buckeye way, we call it. We recruit character kids and ultimately talented and young people who can matriculate in our classroom. And so focusing on who we are and making sure we do it the right way relative to who we are allows us to really have a chance to be competitive nationally. A lot of people get distracted. You know, they get distracted by things that they can't control or try and do things that don't represent who they are or who we are. And these coaches, they focus on what's best for our environment. And I really applaud them for doing a great job in evaluating talent on all levels, because we're focused on the holistic development of the young people we serve, and they all get that. And so it gives us a chance to be in the upper echelons.
Chris, for the marquee matchups that Gene mentioned, how far in advance are you identifying and scheduling those? And with a young roster, what does that experience do to get them where they need to be by the end of the season?
Oh, it throws us into the fire here pretty quickly, which is kind of what you want with a young group and a new group. You really do want to get exposed early. And I think we've got, you know, we have some good teams here early in our schedule, both from mid-major leagues as well as high major leagues in Maui, and then on to some of the games that Gene mentioned with Duke and Carolina. You know, I think, you know, Kevin's obviously got a great matchup with Tennessee, I believe, here this first week as well. It's, you know, I one of the things I try to do and we'd like to do every year is bring a really marquee non-conference opponent to Columbus. We weren't able to do that this year for a variety of reasons. Some of that's out of our control with the number of, you know, games that get scheduled for you. But it's something we want to try to do. We did it with Villanova. We've done it with Cincinnati, obviously Duke last year. Those are just fun games you want to try to bring every year, if you can, to Columbus.
Absolutely. What school has not made it on your schedule yet that you'd like to see the Buckeyes play in the shot?
You know, we're talking to a number of programs right now, from Gonzaga to Arizona to Tennessee to, you know, I think there are a number of teams we've talked about doing a home and home with. We've also had conversations with Texas. So I think those are some schools that we haven't seen here recently that I think we would like to get here and do some type of home and home with. And I would anticipate us doing that sometime in the next couple of years with a program like that.
Absolutely. If you guys need somebody to join you for that trip to Tucson for a home and home, you just let me know, Chris. We'll get that on the schedule.
Yeah, we'll get with you on that.
Perfect. Perfect. Kevin, being a head coach in 2022 comes with a little bit more on the plate than in 2012. For a daily basis, all the things that you have swirling around with program management and NIL, how do you silo in on basketball? And then how do you find yourself managing everything else that comes on your plate?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like in 2022, the basketball part's the easy part. And I don't know what Chris would say, but like, just having been doing it for so long, that comes easiest. I enjoy that part of it probably the best. I really love the X's and O's and really dialing in how we can help our players be at their best. But in 2022, just the NIL thing, and that's the biggest thing. It's just trying to get your arms wrapped around what exactly is going on with that, how we can best help our program be in position to help our players capitalize on that. And the fact that it seems like it changes every week. And you know, the NCAA is putting out new directives and new policies or so forth, and just making sure we're up to date with all that type of stuff. That's been the biggest thing, I think, in the past year for us. It's just, you know, are we doing what we can to maximize what our program could be in that space? Because that's the question in recruiting that we probably get asked the most.
Gene, there's been continued speculation and discussion around the expansion for both men's and women's tournaments. What do you think will come of those discussions, and what do you feel is the right path?
Yeah, I don't know what the right path is. I was on the basketball committee when we took it from 64 to 68 on the men's side, and we felt comfortable that was the right expansion. But at that particular time, we discussed 96. And what it would look like. And so I don't know what's right for the future. I always think that we all have to stay curious and be innovative and creative and look at how do we create opportunities. I frankly like where we are. I think it's really hard for the committee to, when you get to the, you know, into the upper 50s and the low 60s of schools, I like to quote, you know, one of my former colleagues who always said the difference between those schools are paper thin. You can slide a piece of paper between all of them, but all of them could win. And you know, that's where the Cinderellas come from a lot of times. So I really think that we just have to be curious, be open to the discussion and see where it goes from here.
Chris, beyond the discussion around postseason changes, it feels like we're at a very malleable point in the history of college basketball, and there's rules changes proposed and implemented, impacting programs on and off the court. For a spectator who may not know, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you've seen the game change on the court over the last 10 years, and then maybe what you think might be the next domino to fall?
Well, I think there's been a number of changes. The most significant, it's just been the sheer roster turnover that happens from one year to the next, which is so different than it was 10 to 15 years ago in college basketball. Kids professionalize earlier, and it doesn't always have to be the NBA. They'll leave earlier. It's particularly challenge at every level, but particularly when you're coaching at a place like we are, where guys, every player on your roster aspires to that. They just professionalize earlier than they ever have. And then just the frequency of movement within programs, from one program, the freedom of movement within players. So just, you know, the days of being able to, your fan base being able to know a roster from top to bottom and then expect that same roster to be there the next year, those days are gone, and they're gone for every single program. There are some rare exceptions where some programs will be able to maintain most of their roster, but more than not, there's you know, significant turnover. For us, the past couple of years, we really have not had many significant transfers. We've had some guys professionalize earlier, but this is the first year where we've had kind of a number of guys graduate plus two guys go to the NBA. It's created a new roster for our fans to learn. And I think that's probably been the biggest transition, you know, outside of some normal changes within the game itself.
Kevin, Chris talked about the players who leave a program early and professionalize, and you alluded to the NIL implementations for our programs. Do you think that NIL will help with player retention to a certain degree, and how have you seen that play out?
I think that could be a huge deal. And it's, we're in an interesting space because we have several players in our program that have potential fifth years because of COVID. And I think NIL could potentially be something that could help retain some of these players. And that could be, that's going to be a really big deal for us in this coming, at the end of this coming year, because we've got some great players who could professionalize, like Chris is talking about, or they could come back. And the money's not quite the same, unfortunately, on the women's side as it is the men's side. So NIL and internships, those type of things could be something that could be really beneficial for us in this coming year.
Yeah, I again, really appreciate both of your time. And before we let you guys go, I'd like to ask you both to maybe share what you feel is your greatest challenge for the upcoming season and what you and your staff have been doing to prepare to take on that challenge. Kevin, if you wanted to start off.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge for us, like, we came off a year last year, we're very successful. And, you know, if I look a year ago right now, I was sitting here before our first game where I liked our team, but we had just lost our starting point guard, Madison Green. She had a ACL injury. And so I was uncertain how that was going to go. But I'll tell you, at that particular moment, I was very happy that we had the kids we had in the program. We have great kids. Is this, like I mentioned earlier, it's the best character kids we've had since I've been here at Ohio State. And that's why we won. And so as we are about to start this season, I'm hoping that we can create the same type of chemistry with our team. And it's been really good so far. We're actually a little more talented and a little deeper, but I also think because we're deeper, we've got more players that have really high expectations for how their season should go. So I think how we manage that is going to be the key to the success of our season.
It's fantastic. Chris, what about you?
Yeah, I think what kind of I said earlier, blending the new players with the returning players we have, and the chemistry that takes place there, establishing a identity in the way we want to play, You know, we've been really, really good and efficient and elite offensively. We need to be better defensively across the board as a group. But I think that, and then, you know, eliminating this, we've kind of been snake bitten a little bit with some health. So staying healthy is always, a concern for any coach. But the exciting thing for us is, as Kevin mentioned, I really feel strongly about the kids we have. And we have now stacked recruiting classes here at a level that we just haven't in our, you know, in our 4+ years with back to back with this class on campus right now and this upcoming class. They're two top 10, top 15 classes. This last one was the best in the Big Ten. So growing them, developing them, to Kevin's point, keeping them all together, and then adding to that, it will be really important. And, you know, I expect like any season, there'll be some challenges for us, but managing that the right way will be important for sure.
Absolutely. Gene, what excites you as we kick off basketball season here, both teams getting underway? What excites you about the 2022 men's and women's basketball teams?
Well, it's really what Kevin and Chris shared already. You know, when you look at our women's program, who's coming defending their Big Ten championship, is, you know, it's a different position. You know, when you have the depth and experience that Kevin shared, now you're the hunted more than ever before because you have the rock. So I'm really excited to see how that depth gels, and you know, all the young women on that program are just outstanding people, and I have had the blessing to get to know a lot of them, and they're just fun to watch. I mean, just to watch them play. And then the same thing with Chris. I mean, Chris has a different team with different makeup, and watching those young men, others who I also have an opportunity to get to know to a great degree, and just to see them come together and how they gel, and that's going to be fun. You know, when you have some transfers and then you have the talented freshman class that he brought in, it's not easy to put that together, but watching those young men who are just outstanding people, first and foremost, just watching them play, that's what I'm excited to see. And this part of the year is you're preparing for the conference, because if you perform well in the conference, then what's next could be outstanding. So you got to perform well in the non-conference, but you know, this is a time when you're trying to put it all together. So I'm excited about it.
You and me both, and everybody else should be too. If anybody is interested in watching either of these teams, go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com and get ticket information. The shot is one of the best places in America to take in a basketball game, and we're excited to see both of you guys get this season underway. So, Chris, Kevin, really appreciate your time sharing your insights with us today. But that does it for another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance. Thank Kevin and Chris again for their time. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. And until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.